Blog Talk Radio.
Ride of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Anything But Ordinary Radio. I'm your host, Michael McCleary, as my good friend Chris Gloss just shared with you. And for those of you who are wondering, where's Maria? I am filling in for Maria this week, and I'm so excited to be back behind the microphone. It was great. I was able to spend some time with Maria and Rebecca last week as a co-host, and this week, because Maria is traveling, I get the opportunity to come to you again for the first time in almost 2 months as your host of Anything But Ordinary Radio, and I'm incredibly excited to share tonight with an amazing friend, and the friend that just introduced me, Mr. Chris Gloss. Chris, how are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm fired up, focused, full of faith, and ready for tonight. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome, and that's where we're going to go tonight. We're fired up, we're focused, and tonight we're going to talk about a couple different things. We're going to talk about the truth when it comes to fear and success. Are you ready to talk some Mr. Chris Gloss?
Man, I'm ready to cut it up. Let's go for it. Absolutely, I'm ready. Well, I've been waiting all week for this conversation tonight.
Well, you know what's great about this is actually a conversation that we had about a week ago.
Right.
Chris was so kind to call me, and we haven't talked for a long time, and we're such good friends. And it's a shame that it took so long for us to talk to each other again, that we had such a great conversation, and we were just firing on all cylinders. And so when Maria said, can you do the show for me? I was like, I have the perfect topic. And that's the topic that Chris and I talked, and we got pretty real, would you say?
Oh, man, it was uncut. It was raw. I don't know if we could have that same conversation without the FCC shutting us down.
Well, this is the great thing about Blog Talk Radio. We don't have the FCC to worry about here. So we may be raw. And for anyone who knows Chris and I, we tend to not get too raw. But not Eddie Murphy raw. We want to share the truth with all of you. And the truth from what we have learned, both of us, in the motivational industry, in the speaking industry, in the self-help industry, there's a lot of people who are out there who all have 7 easy steps for you to change your life in 90 days. And Chris and I both know, after walking this walk and following our passion and pushing our passion and working hard on our passion, is there really, Chris, a 7-step process to changing your life in 90 days?
Absolutely. There's a 7-step process, an 8-step process, a 4-step process, even a 1-step process. If you go on Facebook, you can find that there's no steps, that there's actually an elevator, right? Mike, let me tell you, I was listening to Zig Ziglar and Zig Ziglar the other day when he was talking about success. He was like, when you're achieving success on a journey to success, or whatever success means to you, he says the elevator, when you go to the elevator for success, it will always read out of order because there is no elevator, right? And, you know, I'm so thankful. In a way, I'm thankful that people have steps and people are willing to share their personal path. But you know what? Their path is not necessarily the path for everyone or even the path for someone else. And I think it's kind of difficult to even look back going through life, being able to pick out what you actually did, because I think if you're really honest with yourself, a lot of times you arrive at destinations and you have no clue how you got there. Right? I mean, how in the world?
Right.
I can't even remember the steps it took for me to meet you to appear in your movie. Right? So, you know, if there were some steps to probably give someone, I don't know what they could possibly be outside of really just begin to take action. Here's what I do know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there's steps
mm-hmm.
or not. Here's what I do know, that when you begin to take forward motion, when you begin in some type of motion and pursuing your dreams and goals, I know things happen. And here's what I also know. Things don't happen when you take zero action. Because if you think about it, there's really no need for any provision for your vision if you are incorporating zero action. There's nothing needed. There's nothing you need for your dream, for your goal, for your idea if you're not willing to take action. That unwillingness to take action will prove to leave you right where you are. I don't think you can move from that place. But when you begin to take action, I know things happen that won't fall in line with any of the steps that you read on Facebook or on Twitter or the local expert coming into town. All that stuff is great. But you know what? Sooner or later, you have to get real with yourself and just begin to take action and let it unfold for you.
You know, and this is something that we want to do too, is we don't want to denigrate anybody who's got seven steps to changing your life, because you know
right.
what? There's some great stuff that we've both learned from reading different people's work, from people sharing their experiences. Both Chris and I, that's what we do. We share our experiences and the things that we've learned. But what we want you to all understand and get a little glimpse of is that you have to take responsibility for your life, and you have to take action to move in the direction that you need to move in. And that may be not following your passion right now. And people might get a little upset with me for saying, not follow my passion. What do you mean, not follow my passion? It doesn't mean give up on your passion. But maybe you need to just get a regular job right now to pay some bills or to take care of some things. Who knows what that might be, but what is it that is in the best interest for you? What is it that's in the best interest for you and your family and all the people around you? And that doesn't mean you give up on your passion. It just means that you do everything you can to walk life's journey and to walk life's journey the best that you can. And sometimes that means doing some things that you don't want to do. And a lot of us who are following our passion find out that there's a lot of things that we just didn't think that we were going to have to do, you know?
Right.
We're really passionate about speaking, but they go, I've got to do taxes. I've got to do accounting. I've got to do marketing and sales and all these other things that I just thought I got to go up and speak, and that was all I have to do. No, there's so much more to creating that passion and doing the things that you want to do. It's beyond
right.
just that. So there's work involved. It's hard, but that's one of the beauties of the journey, is when you go through the hard stuff, the difficult times, the times you just want to quit, when you want to just throw everything out the window and say, I'm done, I'm doing something else, there's courage that you create from this process of going through it. And I encourage everyone to follow their dreams, to follow their passion, but also do it in a way that's in the best interest for you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what, Mike? You know, along with that, when you really think about it, when you talk about the courage that it takes, you know, sometimes I wonder if people really ever take the time and find out if what they're pursuing is really their dream or were they sold on a dream along the way. Right? Because, you know, I go on Facebook and, trust me, I know there's some of our great speaker friends, our trainers, our coaches, they're hanging out, they're listening to us tonight. Big shouts out to all of them. But, you know, I remember going to some conferences. I'll put it in this context. I remember going to a conference and everyone I met was a motivational speaker. I was like, wow, it had to be like 90%. Of the conference motivational speakers, and it wasn't a motivational speaker conference. You know, so I was like, wow, you know, this is really interesting. I was wanting to begin to wonder if people were just sold on a dream, or they just saw the sexy part of it. See, when you're up speaking in front of the room, you have the attention of everyone, and, you know, you get the accolades, and you get the lights on you, the camera, the action. That's the sexy part. But you know what? The path to that place, not so sexy. Not so sexy. Many packs of those ramen noodles along the way, right? Many broken relationships along the way, many backstabbings, a lot of lost income, revenue. There's an interesting path. Now, it doesn't mean that that's the path for everyone, but I don't think those are negative things, the things that happen to you on your journey. I think those things happen for your growth, for your benefit, and it's not that you're going through them as much as you're growing through them. And I think you really get your wings. You really get some strength for the rest of your journey in that process. But as many people that started when I started, Mike, and the people that I remember from that conference a couple of years ago, so many people have quit because it got rough. And you said something so good. I was your amen corner a couple of minutes ago when you talked about how, you know, there are some things that's going to happen that you did not expect. I remember verbally shouting out, I did not sign up for this. Mike,
no,
let me tell you,
not.
I felt like I did not sign up for some of this stuff that happened, you know, and there's really nothing you can do about it. It's life. It happens, you know, but the thing that never changes is the commitment to the journey, the commitment to go through it. You know, some people believe that you should be there a lot earlier. Some people think it should take a lot later. But, you know, it's your journey. Embrace it. Whatever happens in your journey, and if you love it, you know, that you're really, you don't have a destination mindset like, oh, I've accomplished my dream when I get a chance to speak at Giant Stadium. That has nothing to do with it. It really don't. That's just a sexy picture to have. But that has nothing to do with it compared to lives changed, right? I mean, that's how I kind of look at it. Lives changed means more to me than the stadiums and, you know, whatever else, you know, most people glorify or the sexy side of, you know, living your dream.
Well, exactly. Everybody wants the sexy part, you know. Everybody wants that, like we said, especially the people who want to be speakers or they want to be authors or entertainers. As someone in our chat room likes to say, yes, we're all attention whores. We know.
Right.
you know, we all want a little attention. We want some validation. We want people to say, you're cool. Everything's great with you. We love you. And that's what people want. People are expecting is that external validation from someone else. But if you can find a passion, you can find something that you love to do. And, Chris, you said this so well in my film. It's still one of my favorite quotes. And that is, if you can find something that you love so much that you would do it for free, that if people, you would do it even if no one paid you for it, that's success, is to find something that you are that passionate about, that you would go through anything because you love doing what it is that you do. And if you're doing something for that reason, that to me is true passion, and it's something that you should pursue. If you're doing it for the other things, for the pat on the back, for the love, for the money, for whatever it is that's going to quote-unquote make you feel good, then maybe you should reevaluate precisely what it is you're doing and why you're doing it.
Yeah, but with that, Mike, also, then you got your reward. You've got it already. There's no need to look any further. There's no reason to look down the line at your vision. If all you wanted was a pat on the back or you're the greatest speaker I ever heard, the heck with Les Brown, the heck with Zig Ziglar, you know, the heck with Jim Rome and Mike McCleary's, you are the absolute greatest. You know what? And that makes you feel on cloud nine? Absolutely wonderful. Well, that's what you were seeking. That's what you got. So what else more do you need from this industry? Really, you have it all. You received it. So your vision is limited, right? You have a small vision, and your vision only includes you benefiting by getting the pat on the back and getting that initial recognition, that short burst of recognition versus long-term fulfillment. That's what it really is. You know, if you can go do what you do, what you love and what you're really passionate about, whether you get paid for it or not, you're going to – it's not the idea of going for this without getting paid, right? But it's just you're keeping the money in its proper perspective. Because, like you just said, someone said that, you know, like, we're attention whores. The worst thing to do in this industry is be a money whore, right, where the money dictates what you're going to do. Because I think whenever you lose focus on the original intent, you got it. Now, if that's the original intent, then fine. But most speakers that I know, they always started out with wanting to make a change, wanting to make impact. And I personally do believe impact will drive income. But if you really out to change lives, you're going to have to be willing to let your gift, your talent, your special ability be able to reach people without any strings attached. And I think in that way, at the end of the story, you'll come out on top. Now, you might not get the sexy way there. You might not be on the cover of USA Today today. But let me tell you, you'll build monuments in the hearts of people that will mean much more later than being on front of a magazine today.
But, Chris, I want my sexy back. Can I have my sexy back?
Hey, you can have your sexy, man. Have your sexy. Have your sexy while building monuments in the hearts of people, right? But that means you're going to have to find your happy place now. So when it appears that it's not working out the way you anticipate, then you know what? You continue to maintain your level of joy, your passion, and commitment to your craft. And it may change, right? Because just because you're a speaker, you have to tap into the other gifts that's associated with speaking, right? Like, I can also do training, I can do coaching, and I'm a speaker. Oh, the one thing I have not done is quit. If one thing dries up, I can easily maneuver to the next opportunity within what I believe I'm called to do. So I can go do training and at the same time do speaking for somebody with no fee associated with it because the money doesn't dictate what I do. My passion does. That means I can stay happy. I can stay fulfilled in the process, which to me means more than almost anything. That fulfillment that comes along with what you really love to do.
You know, and the fear that we go through, the difficult times, and what I love about Chris and our relationship is we've both been through, the ups, we've been through the downs, we've been at that place where we went, I think I've got... It's really bad when you go for put like $7 in your bank account. You know, that's all you've got to put in a bank account just so that you don't overdraft something. You know, we've been those places. You know, and the teller's looking at you going, "You've only got $7.25 to put in the account, really?" Yeah, really. That's all I've got right now. Okay, and I'm gonna do a withdrawal tomorrow. Five of those dollars, I need them. But you know, we have those difficult times. There's so much that we learn from those times. You know, we all really like, we talked about earlier, about getting attention, about having that joy and fulfillment. I love it when you get to the point when you can start to find some joy and fulfillment, even in the crap, even in the stuff that comes down that you just go, "Why, God, did you do this to me?" And I find out after the fact, you know what? Most often, God didn't do it to me. I did it to myself. But on the other hand, I learned something truly extraordinary from it that really gives me an opportunity to connect with people on a whole other level and to connect with myself on a whole other level. And before we get too much farther, we've only got 10 minutes left in the show. I can't believe we've blown through 20 minutes already. Which is, go figure. But I want to talk to people about a concept about water. And Chris and I had a little discussion earlier about water, and I'm going to get his insight on the whole concept of water and really living your life like water. But I want to share really quickly with everyone this thought that I had and this experience that I had, and that is in the past 6 months, massive changes have gone on in my life. Virtually every part of my life has changed. And what's interesting is along the way, the major points of change have all been associated with water. What's amazing is all these things that I dreamed and wanted to do, I had this opportunity a number of months ago to go work on a documentary film in Key West, Florida, and I had this I got to run on the beach at sunrise on Key West, and it was absolutely astonishing. And a couple weeks later, I was in Malibu, California, again working on another film project. And this time I was running in the morning at sunrise in Malibu. And then today, here I am, other major changes going on in my life, working on a documentary film here in Caseville, Michigan, which I'm in this amazing beach house right here on Lake Huron, which, for those of you who don't know the Great Lakes, it's almost like the ocean. Look out at it. Just picture you're looking at the ocean. That's what it feels like. And so here I am again, surrounded by water, another turning point in my life. And I went out for a run earlier and came back and just went out and sat in the water and looked at the moon and the stars. I mean, no clouds in the sky, about 80 degrees, just sitting in the water, absorbing everything that goes on. And all of a sudden, things became so much simpler when I just thought of my life as water. And Chris had this great story, these great thoughts about water. And would you mind sharing them now with that kind of background that I was just talking about, of letting your life flow?
Yeah, I mean, I wish it all would come to my mind right now so I could share this deep moment of wisdom. But hey, but I know so little, right? But, you know, it's divine inspiration at times. But, you know, the interesting thing that came to me when you were talking about water in our conversation earlier is how water flows, right? Water always flows. And that's very interesting to me, right? And no matter what's going on, it's constant. It's consistent. It's flowing, right? But you know, when you go against the water is when you experience more rough times, when we go against the flow for our life, right? When you get off path or off course or get distracted, right? When you get distracted, that's when you have the opportunities for those rough waters. And a lot of times, if we can just flow with life, you know, just flow with life, begin to learn how to embrace certain things as they come, because it's part of the journey, right? Because for me, Mike, it's always too early to judge a thing positive or negative. Sometimes you just got to flow because you can't really judge it positive or negative at the time. You just have to let it take its course. And then because sometimes you look back over your life and something you thought was a great moment, you know what? Turn out wasn't so great. Not so great after all. Some things that you thought were a disaster turned out to be the best building blocks for success in your life and creating a better you. You know, so like water, sometimes if we could just flow with life, flow with the hand that we're dealt, right, and trust that, you know what, in the end it's going to be all right, in the end it's going to be well. So all these moments that happen in your life and all this has to do with water is very interesting. And I even shared with you earlier that I think you should really spend some time meditating around that because, it's a great message. Water is so interesting, you know, and how it just fills. It's endless, right? And there's so many properties of water depending upon where you go. Some could be good. Some not so good in the beginning. But, yeah, spend some time in meditation around that because I think you're going to come out with some very powerful revelation to share with us.
Well, you know, in fact, I did get one of them when I was out. When I was out in the water, and literally that's what I was doing. I was simply, I kneeled down in the water, and I just, this is something that's hard for me. And one of my best friends told me about this, has razzed me a number of times. Like, I don't know if you really can meditate because, Mike, do you ever stop talking, and does your brain ever stop chattering? And the truth is, a lot of times, no, it doesn't. I am pretty much a chatterbox, and my brain is usually a chatterbox. But I did really think of that when I was sitting in the water earlier. And what really came to me was the simplicity of life, in that if we can just flow with life, like I was flowing in the water, just relaxing as the waves came in and out, just letting my body flow with it and letting ourselves flow into all of the things that we do. Simply relaxing and letting ourselves, our true selves, embrace all the elements of our life, our friendships, the people we love, what we're working, what we're doing, and letting ourselves flow into it instead of forcing everything that we want to do. So many times we have this goal, this vision, and we've got to have it now, right? I mean, we live in fast food America. Everything's microwaved. We need it now. I want it now. And so what we end up doing with our lives is we force them into this vision or idea of how we think it has to happen, instead of simply just letting our skills, our experiences, and the vision that we have flow with life, instead of trying to force it in a certain direction, just letting it flow. And that doesn't mean you take your hands off the steering wheel and just let it do whatever. It's not that, but it's a simple aspect of letting it flow instead of pushing it in the direction that you want to go. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think if we can embrace that and really live that, life just gets better. Or something I used to say, life just gets gooder.
Gooder.
Well, it does get gooder. I'll look it up.
But it does, and it's true. And if all of a sudden you can start to let things flow and go in the direction that you are meant to go in, but letting it flow instead of trying to push and create something, all of a sudden all that stress you have in your life, all the quote-unquote things that you feel are failures or aren't working right or why isn't this happening, when you can relax yourself, when you can become much more relaxed and just let life flow in the direction that you want it to, all of a sudden all that stress, all the craziness, that goes away, and you can start to see what it is that maybe you could adjust here, change there. But you can do it in a way that's going to allow you to be clear enough to make those changes in your life that you need to do.
Mm.
And we've got three minutes left, Chris. So I want everybody to get an opportunity. I know, time flies, doesn't it? Especially when I'm hanging out with Chris Gloss, time flies.
We need an hour show. We really need an hour show.
Yeah, we do, don't we? Okay, maybe next time we'll do an hour. But so we're down to 2 minutes and 45 seconds because we can't stop flapping our gums. And I want everybody to know where they can find out more about you.
Right. Well, I want to invite people to definitely visit me at www.chrisgloss.com, chrisgloss.com. And definitely connect with me on Facebook, and just go to Facebook and type in Chris Gloss. You should be able to find me, or Chris.Gloss on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, same information as Chris Gloss. Matter of fact, Google Chris Gloss, and the first 4 or 5 pages will definitely be able to connect. And, Mike, can I leave a quick quote with people? Would that be okay?
Oh, yeah, please. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's a quote. It's unknown, but it means so much to me. And here it is. It's, what is worth remembering is that when you are distracted, lose concentration, or make a mistake, you have not lost your skills. All you have lost is your focus. And I just want to encourage people tonight just to get focused. Just get back on track. Wherever you are, wherever you think you are, you know what? You're not far from living your best life. Get focused on your heart. Get focused on love. And get focused on living the best possible life, and live your life as a seed going somewhere to be sown and be planted and have a mighty harvest in the lives of other people.
I love that, Chris. And I want to thank all the people in our chat room. I love all of you for spending your time, sharing your thoughts with us. It's been great to share them on the air and also to read them as we go. It's been inspiring. I so appreciate all of you doing that. The people who've called in, all of our listeners, and Maria for giving me this opportunity to do the show again. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to MikeMcCleary.com. That's MikeMcCleary.com. And you can find out, I've got a lot of stuff. Daily posts, you can find out a lot more about the things that we're talking about here. And I love it again, Chris, like you said, find your focus. And what I'd like to encourage people to do is find your focus and your flow. Find your focus. Find out what it is that you're passionate about. Go in that direction. Do the things that you love. Embrace the people you love. And also at the same time, find that sense of flow in your life. And you will be amazed at how your life changes. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Love you all. Maria will be back with you next week. And we will be here on Anything But Ordinary Radio. Thank you all. We will see you all again next week on Anything But Ordinary Radio.